Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together for this monthly Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, we'll be tending to weather imbalance. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, you can go to shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. Once the tending starts, Nancy's altar image will be shared for the duration of the drumming. And then upon closing, we'll stop the recording and open the space for those who would like to share or ask questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Nancy Langston, who will talk a little bit more about this call to action and then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Lolly. Hello and welcome to everyone. Can you guys hear me okay, Lolly? Is it good?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Weather is a big topic, but my guides were absolutely insistent that we do weather again this year. We've already done it once through Shamanism Without Borders. We did attending, I think, in February or January. But if you watch the weather around the world, we're seeing dramatically increased severity of storms, flooding, droughts, all kinds of interesting temperature fluctuations. I noticed Alaska just had the first hot weather warning they've had in, I think it was decades last week. And it shouldn't be hot. We all know it shouldn't be hot in Alaska, right? Shouldn't be hot in the Arctic. The Antarctic shouldn't be melting. Greenland shouldn't be melting. But I don't want to get into the politics. I just want to go into journey space and see what we can do to help. So if you've never journeyed before, I'm going to give you specific directions. If you have, you're welcome to forge on ahead and meet back here when the drumming stops. Whatever works for you. Let's begin by opening space. And I'd like you, while I'm opening space, to just sit and breathe. Deep breaths, ground yourself, feel your feet, feel your seat. If you're lying down, feel your back on whatever you're lying on. But just try and get super calm and grounded. I found that it paradoxically, before we go into dream space, journey space, it helps to be grounded. It works better if you're grounded first. So I'm going to turn off my video because I stand up for this, and we're going to call in the directions and create a container for our journey today. I call on the north and the energies of winter, dark of midnight. The dark of the moon, the new moon, the all potential, the possibilities that have not yet come into form. We ask the North to be with us, hold us, support us. I call on the East and the energies of the growing, waxing crescent moon, the energies of spring and sunrise and new beginnings. Be with us, hold us, support us today as we journey. And I call on the south, the energy of the full moon, summer, high noon, abundance and growth. Be with us, support us, and guide us today as we journey. And I call on the west, the energies of the waning moon, fall, autumn, sunset, endings, letting go. Be with us, hold us, support us, and guide us today. And we call on the above and the below, the yang and the yin, Papa Sky, Mama Earth. Be with us, hold us, support us today. And from this container, we call on the elemental energies of earth, air, fire, and water. Weather is very much an elemental process, so we ask them to be with us and guide us and support us today. And last but not least, we call on our spirit allies, guides, guardians, helpful ancestors. I call on mine. I ask you to call on yours now. Be with us. First of all, I'd like to thank them. Thank my guides. Thank your guides for helping us, guiding us, supporting us, loving us, protecting us. Long before today, they've been around helping and guiding us. So we ask them to be with us and guide us, support us, protect us today as we journey. And we call on Hawk and Polar Bear, which are the totems for Shamanism Without Borders. All right, so I'd like you to take a couple deep breaths. I'm going to start drumming on it. Like I said, I will give you instructions on how to get started in the journey. But if you're a consummate, you know, if you're an expert journeyer, you've been doing it for a while, or you're comfortable going off on your own, go ahead and use the drum and go off and meet us back here when the drumming ends. But first, I'd just like you to take some deep breaths. Get comfortable. It helps to be very comfortable when you're journeying. Now, when we go out to journey space, there's no telling what the guides are going to expect us to do. You may be asked to just hold space for the group. You may be asked to do something very specific that makes, maybe it makes sense to you, maybe it makes no sense. But your job is just to connect with your guides and do what they ask, whatever it may be. All right. So from this place, from this room you're in, from this building, just take a few breaths. You can go ahead and start calling to your spirit guides, your allies, your helpful ancestors. Ask them to come and help you and guide you today on this journey. And imagine you can get up out of the room that you're in, go out of the building, walk out the door, and you're in a different landscape when you get outside. You're in a forest, but it's hard to tell exactly where or what it is because it's so misty. There's a mist over the forest. But there outside your building, you see the hint of a path heading off into the trees. You think they're trees. They're so covered with mist, it's hard to tell. But you head down the path. And as you walk, you're calling out to your guides, your spirit allies, your guardians, your helpful ancestors. You're asking them to be with you, whoever is appropriate today, and guide you on this journey. Ask them to show you how you can help. How you can help Mother Earth balance, rebalance, get her weather back in some kind of normal pattern, some kind of calmer pattern, perhaps is the word we want. And once you get in the trees, you notice they're pine trees mostly. There's a few. Like some kind of oak trees mixed in, but you're walking up this path that's going up a slight rise up a hill, and it's still very misty, but you trust that the path will lead you where you need to go. And you head up over the hill and down the other side of the hill, and the mist is starting to clear on the other side of the hill. Down below there's a valley, beautiful valley. The forest opens up into a meadow, and there's a river running into a little bit of a lake there. And you pick a spot to sit down or lie down. You take some breaths, and you wait for your guides spirit guides, your allies to show up if they haven't already. And when they do, you follow their lead. Ask them what you can do to help weather imbalance, what you can do to calm the weather down, if that's what's needed. Whatever's needed, how can you help? And you follow your guide's lead. And the drum will help you. Just listen to the drum. And I will call you back when it's time to return. Thank you. return, knowing that you can always use this recording and come back, but it's time to return now. So, thank your guides, your guardians, your allies. Thank Mama Earth. Turn and find the path you came in on. And take the path back to the into the room where your body is. Back all the way into your body. Stretch your arms, wiggle your toes. Look around, come all the way back. You can always return. I know Journey Space is yummy, but you can always return. Use the recording, this recording or any of the other ones on the website to return. It would be helpful if you can to take a few notes about what happened. Shamanic journeys tend to fade fast. So if you've got any way to write something down or type it into your phone, take a few notes. You'd be amazed over time if you start keeping a shamanic dream journal. All kinds of ahas will come as you go back and read it over months and years later. So I'm going to give you a few minutes of just quiet to write some notes, and then I'm going to close the directions. But for now, either write some notes or just sit and breathe and think about what happened. All right. If you're not finished, go ahead and keep writing. I'm going to close the directions, and then we're going to stop the recording. You'll have time to talk, ask questions, whatever, when I'm done closing the directions. But let's close the journey container for now. We thank the North. Thank you for being with us, holding us, and supporting us as we journey. We thank the East. Thank you for being with us, holding us, and supporting us as we journey today. And we thank the South. Thank you for being with us, supporting us, and holding us as we journey today. And the West. We thank the West. Thank you for being with us, supporting us, and holding us today. We thank the above, Papa Sky, and the below, Mama Earth. The yang and the yin, the sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Thank you for being with us and holding us, supporting us and guiding us today. And we thank the elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Last but certainly not least, we thank our spirit allies, guides, and guardians, and helpful ancestors if you had any of those show up. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Today and always for your help and guidance and love and protection. We are so grateful to be connected and to communicate with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Lolly, if you want to turn off the recording, I want to thank all of you for joining us. And those that listen to this later on the recording, thank you also for joining us and doing this work. It's important. I know weather is a huge topic, right? Climate change and weather is a huge topic, but every little bit makes a difference, I believe. And no one knows better than our spirit allies how we can help. So thank you again for being with me and doing this work today.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I'll go ahead and stop the recording so we can share in private.
Great.
Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys on the live call and for everyone joining in on the recording as well. Thank you to Nancy for guiding us through the process of tending to weather imbalance. And thank you for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. We do this every month, so please join us next month as well. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.